What's going on, wrestling fans? Welcome into another edition of Near Falls with D-Hall, a wrestling podcast. Today, it is my favorite episode of the year. My favorite project, the Whipio preseason preview. So pumped up to release this to you guys. Just right off the bat, we're doing it a little bit different than we did last year. Last year, I had them all together on one. It was like 3 hours long. It was a lot. This year, I'm changing it up. Each single team is going to have their own little video, their own little episode of the pod. So you won't have to sift through all the other stuff. Super excited for that. We talked to all these different coaches, man. I had 30 guys come on from across AA and AAA, which shattered my goals for this year, which is awesome. So yeah, man, just super excited to release this to you guys. It was a lot of fun. These coaches were open and honest. They had great insight, and for me, man, just to sit down and listen to these guys talk about what they're wrestling, there's not much better in my world. So without further ado, here is the Whipio preseason preview. Thank you guys, love Jens, as always, brought to you by Switch Custom Apparel.
Welcome to the Near Falls Whipio Show, where D-Hall and Kaz are gonna tell you all the things you wanna know. Whether it's Trinity or Spencer Lee or Mr. Kurt Angle, just ask Vinny D, Whipio, Ken and Mac for sure. They got the interviews to serve your soul.
Joining me next on the call, we have head coach of Pine Richland High School, Coach Ian Appenap. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Did I get that name right?
Yeah, you did. And
let's go.
It's definitely okay if that's the only time you get it right. Sometimes when people ask me how to pronounce it, I just ignore the email or text because I think it's funny to watch it come out.
Especially yeah. When
someone calls at work and, you know. People are like, your name's what? And you kind of like Ian, and then you see the panic come in their eyes.
Yeah, for sure. So like when I was doing my notes on getting ready for Pine Richland here, I put in parentheses, all capital, learn how to pronounce coach name. So we got that down. That's off the rip. But let's get right into the squad, man. I'm so excited to have you on. As I was just stating before we hit the button, Pine Richland's been one of my favorites in the Whipio for a little bit now. There's a bunch of guys on your squad and a bunch of guys that have graduated. So let's just talk about those guys real quick. Who's wrestling in college or doing big things in college, a part of your alumni group?
Yeah, so we actually have a bunch of kids in college right now. So we have Robbie Palmieri. He's at Baldwin Wallace. He knocked off a couple nationally ranked kids, and he placed third at their open D3 level. In that same class is, Nate Luquez. He's a captain for Army at West Point. He qualified for the big show last year. And according to their Twitter, and I'm not fact-checking this against anything because it's my truth, he scored the first three-point takedown in NCAA history.
That's awesome.
So in that class, we have those two. Then we have Vaughn's older brother, Cole Spencer. He's at a Wharton School of Business in Penn. So he's nice. Doing some things in that Ivy League scene. Then we have Kellen at Pitt, who's doing some big things. He's competing hard. He's wrestling some really high caliber guys there. And I'm excited to watch him develop over this next year and see sort of how he gets in that lineup. Cause I think he's
an uncovered gem, man. He can wrestle really, really hard. He's tough. He's a good hand fighter. Yeah, I agree. I'm super excited to see what Callum does.
Yeah. He's tapping on the door. And then last year we had Anthony Ferraro, he's at Edinburgh now. He was starting for them for a little bit. He was at Ohio State, starting for them against Ohio State. So, like, he's taking that competition. And he is, yeah, he's going in stride. He's a little goer, man. I can see him doing some good stuff for them.
Yeah, man, going up there with Matt Hill, I think that'll be awesome with him.
Yeah. And then we had Joey Schneck. He's down at Maryland. He took second at, like, one of his freshman opens. And I watched his wrestle-off at the red-black match, and I just couldn't believe how good – he wrestled compared to where he left to how he's wrestling now. Awesome. He says that, having four heavyweights to wrestle with at practice is helping him out.
Yeah. It's kind of tough when you're a bigger guy, man, to get the competition, even just on a day-to-day basis, it's a little rough.
Yeah. And then the last guy we have, honorary shout out to Jake Luquez at the Naval Academy. His parents told me a funny story. Apparently, whenever you go into basic training, you have to do a bunch of different combat sports as part of your training. And I don't know if it was Colat running it or one of the assistants, but he went up to test out of it. If you have enough experience, you don't have to go through the whole lesson plan. So he went up during the wrestling lesson plan and was like, hey, I want to test out. And they're like, Luquez, are you related to Nate? And they're like, he's like, yes, that's my older brother. He's like, you're not testing out.
That's good stuff. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, not bad at all. So let's get into this squad. How's the offseason gone for you?
Pretty good. We had record numbers pretty much for our whole program from youth up this year. So during the offseason, we went about 2 to 3 times a week during the summer, and then 2 days a week during the school year once the fall sports kicked in. And we were having, you know, 20 to 25 kids in the room at any given time. And then uniquely enough, like, this was the first year that most of our squad was participating in the open gyms through the off season. Like, we weren't waiting on the football kids to get out. So like, we had like 4 or 5 football kids that are with us now, but this has been the first year that we've had like that much interest in the off season. And it's been pretty cool. And I'm excited to see this interest. And we've also gotten a ton of new kids. It's like every week we would have 2 or 3 kids that have never wrestled before. And they're like, we just wanted to try it out. Like, the guys on the squad that, you know, are part of the team, they're saying good things. They like the program, so they're trying to get their friends to come out. And, you know, I'm happy to have every head we can get in the room.
That's awesome. That's contagious stuff, man. Just get, you know. So as we talk about that, you know, obviously there, you got kids getting pulled out of the hallways. Who are some of those leaders that are helping you along the way this year?
Yeah, so uniquely, we have one senior on our squad, Cole Wilson. He's just getting out of football. And then the rest of our kids on the team are juniors. So we have like 5, 6 juniors. And it's really unique and it's really cool because, like, usually on any sort of wrestling team, you kind of have like one jerk. And we don't have that. We have a room full of great, great individuals. Like, when there's a new kid that would show up, like, they're breaking up, you know, kids that wrestled for 4 or 5 years are splitting apart to go drill with the new kid to show them what a stance is, to like show them how to hand fight a little bit. So, like, you know, the stuff that I wouldn't be able to do because I'm only one guy in the room and I can't be at every circle. And these guys are taking that responsibility in full stride. So we have like Vaughn is a junior. He's been doing that. Then we have Jake Jones and Robert Hoy and Dom Ferrero. And like, we have a bunch of guys on the team that are just like hitting that leadership stride, and they're always working together. They're in lockstep together. It's going to make picking captains really hard.
That's a good problem to have.
We just have so many good kids, and like, they each motivate each other. They run warmups. They, you know, they are making sure everyone's being held accountable to themselves. So we have the best team we can have. Like, it's really something special. It's not something I've seen in all my years in a room, even rooms that I've been an athlete in, and it's really cool.
Awesome, man. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, that's, you know, that definitely sounds like a different environment, getting all kinds of new kids in there. I mean, that's how you grow numbers really quick. So on the other side of the coin, freshmen, sophomores, newcomers to the lineup, anyone we need to keep an eye on that could be making some waves?
Yeah, we have a few good up-and-coming underclassmen. So we got Alden Rockesy. He's a 6-pounder. He really surprised me with his wrestle off because I have never watched him really compete. I've sort of watched highlights and, you know, watched track wrestling scores. So just watching how he competes is really cool. We got 2 21-pounders that, you know, Peyton Ferguson and Max Kosher. So they're going to be going back and forth this year a little bit, I think. I think they're going to sharpen each other, so we're going to see how that goes out. And then we have a bunch of, you know, we got a bunch of bubble guys that I think that we're going to, this will be a good learning year, get guys to that next level, that kind of thing.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I mean, it's always good to have new influx of some nice young talent. Okay, coaches, who's helping you, you know, morph this team this year?
Yeah, so we are running the same coaches that we had last year, just in different roles. So instead of Caleb, it's me here. Leading the helm, Rob Hunt is still the first assistant. And we got one of our volunteers stepping up, Shane Simpson. So the same people that were here for the last 5 years are still here today. So we're just, you know, switching hats a little bit.
Nice, nice. Good stuff. Okay. Next question I have, it's a new question this year, room games. What do you guys get into? Obviously, you talked about you have some athletes on your team that are not non-wrestlers, football guys. What do you guys get into in the room?
So this is another unique scenario, is we are in a new space for the first time. We used to have an old room up by the boiler in the pool.
Okay.
And had a version of what we called, it was Ramball, the game, just ball game. Like, it had a bunch of different names. I think every class comes up with something new to call it. It's sort of like a mix between handball and racquetball. So it's like you have a tennis ball and you serve it, and the next guy has to hit it off either the front wall or the back wall.
This is a new one. This is cool.
You get like one bounce, and then you get like one hand hit. So you can hit the ball twice and it can bounce off the mat once for your return. And we're up in, like, we'll call it industrial chic area of the school, exposed rafters and pipes and stuff. So you have to play that into how you're serving the ball back. In our new room, it has lower ceilings. It's brand new. It's got low lights. So I've been kind of abstaining from games until we can find something that's not going to damage our new space.
Yeah, that probably makes sense. You know, give us a new space. And, you know, wrestlers, we kind of tend to be a little destructive, you know. I don't know why. We're a little physical with things. It happens.
But yeah, man. Bunch, and we're trying to keep the new room safe. And
no doubt.
Find something that's suitable. Like, because it's a low ceiling, too. So it's not even like you can pop a ball up. And, like, it'll hit pretty easy. It's like a 10, 12-foot ceiling. So
Gotcha. Okay. You'll find your way, I'm sure, next year when you'll have to give me an update next year as you guys go along.
Put that top of my list.
My man. Good stuff. Okay. Next thing on the docket, social medias. How can we follow your squad this year?
So that's one thing we're working on putting together. I'm working on putting together some official stuff, and I'm not a big social media person, so I'm working on this. Is another big step that I'm trying to take with this program.
It's a grind, man. It's a lot to keep it just in myself, to keep my own Twitter account and everything aligned. You know, it's definitely not easy. Okay, schedule. What does it look like for you guys this year? How are you getting these kids ready for the end of the year?
Yeah, so we start off actually this weekend, Friday, with the Chartiers Houston tournament. I like that tournament a lot. It's a good balance of, you know, there are kids that you have a less experienced kid, they can get a win there. But as you move up in the rounds, like your second and third round, you're usually against someone that's pretty tough. So you can really have those guys that, you know, you're trying to get like challenged to cut their teeth on, you know, someone worth their salt. And it's a good tournament. I wish it was a little like a week later in the year. It's kind of quick coming up, especially when we got football kids coming off there.
It always is. Chartiers Houston's always at that weird time, but it's ran so well every year.
Yeah, they have a lot of teams there. They have a lot of kids, and they push us in and out. And I really enjoy that. But it's a good tournament. I like it. And I think it's great for like the team we have and the level of competition that we want to test ourselves with before we start getting into, you know, more serious section matches and stuff like that. And then we're away a ton this year. So like our first couple dual meets, one knock is away, and then Fox Chapel and Mars are back to back home. And that's pretty much, we're done to like home January. We're heading up north to the Fred Bell tournament in January. So going back to, you know, my high school, and Grove City boy. So,
okay, you're a Grove City boy. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, Caleb and I were both Grove City boys. That's how we met. We were, you know, friends since middle school. And then Wes is now the head coach at Grove City, and he was a sophomore when I was a senior. So, it's great to go back up there and, you know, see my parents once during the season, because I don't get to see them a lot during this time of year, and hang out with him and point to my name on the wall and be like, look, see, I do actually know what I'm talking about. Point in time.
I hear you there, brother.
And then we're awesome. Finishing up the regular season with like our home tournament, the Ram Duel. So it's a dual meet tournament. We're gonna get the guys 5 to 6 matches. We got, I think, 12 teams signed up currently.
Nice.
Yeah.
And when is that date?
That is going to be February 10th.
All right, I'm gonna put it in my calendar. Ooh, nice. I like the 9 a.m. because then, like, I kind of sneak on days like that. I'll sneak the multiple tournaments, you know, when they're early, you know, I can get the multiple things, but that's awesome. Yeah.
Let us know if you want to stop by. I know the guy that runs it, so we can get you a media pass.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah. A little media pass action. Not a problem there, man. That sounds, you're buttering me up already. I love that.
We like the Ramduels. We tried this thing last year and it was a pretty big hit, in my opinion. We had four regular competition mats, and then we had a JV mat that we put out in the cafeteria that we, whenever our kids weren't wrestling, we're like, go to the JV mat, and just a couple coaches there, like, you have a 45 pounder, I have a 45 pounder, you know, something like that. And we just push kids out in the mat and let them get some experience. So we were just trying to get everybody to wrestle as much as they could.
Nice, man. That's awesome. Ever get some people some mat time, and you know, you said get some experience. It's good stuff. Okay, let me see. Yep. Anything or anyone you want to shout out before I leave you go, my friend?
Yeah, I actually have a few.
Do it up.
Pull my notes out. So this is our inaugural wrestling season. We have two women's teams that came into fruition.
Oh,
so
let's go.
I'd like to shout them out, their coaching staff. Their head coach, Tommy Campanella, he did a fantastic job recruiting people. He has some 30-odd girls between the high school and middle school teams. And when he wanted to start this, he was like, this is what I want to do. And I was like, yeah, that sounds great. Like, awesome. You'll get four or five girls, and, you know, you can still practice at the same time with us. And then he's like, I got 30 girls. I'm like, that is an awesome problem that you created for me. Like, I am pumped.
Wow.
Now we're figuring out where we're going to practice. Like, that's, it's so cool. They love it. And I hope that, you know, a lot of them stick through and make this something that they can fall in love with, that we have, you know, all these, just this growing program.
That's awesome, man. 30 girls, and this is your first year?
Yeah.
Wow. So that's awesome, dude.
He did such a good job. Like, he was pulling volleyball girls out of things. He was going to football games, talking to people. He was wheeling and dealing and talking and emailing.
He was recruiting. Let's go. That's what I'm talking about.
If I would have done the same thing, I would have had two girls, and one of which was his daughter, which is already wrestling. So I would have got like maybe one extra.
Good for him, man. Good stuff. That's, you know, nothing like a good ambassador of the sport, good ambassador of your school. Definitely deserves a shout out. Anything else before I leave you?
Yeah, and then I wanted to shout out our youth program. They got 140 kids.
Whoa, let's go.
Yeah, and they did the same thing. They were out there hustling, getting all these football kids. Like, I went with Vaughn and Mac Miller after open gym one day, and they wanted to talk to football. They're like, here's how you can be good at football, is if you go wrestle. And then we have 140 kids signed up. And
wow, that's not a bad idea.
Problem. It's like, where do we practice? And I'm like, this is a great thing to find out. Like, and I went to one of their practices, and it was just overwhelming, like, how positive and upbeat those coaches were, like, how much positive energy they brought into the program. They are doing a fantastic job.
Oh, boy, you got me excited, man. I love a good youth program. It sounds like you guys have a good system set up for years to come. Man, you talked about one guy. I got to talk about Mac Miller. How's he doing? How's he preparing? He's one of my favorites. How's he getting ready for the season?
Mac Miller's doing great. He's always working super hard. He's always trying to learn better. He is one of the most coachable kids on the team. Like, I could tell him that cement mixers are going to win him a national title, and that's all he would hit. You know, he goes out there and he does everything you ask and more. He is also one of the few people that I think handles loss pretty well. Like, Mac Miller was a great day two wrestler for us last year. He would take a loss in the semis or the quarters, and then he would eat that like coals in his belly. And man, day two Mac Miller could not be beat.
Ooh, I love that. Nothing like a good sign on the backside. That's awesome stuff, man. Coach, thank you so much for taking some time out and hanging out with me. I'll give you one more chance, and I love it. You can sit here all night, I promise. Anything else you want to shout out before you leave? Yeah.
No, I just this has been a great experience so far. The Pine Richland community has been great in welcoming me in my new role. They didn't have to accept me. So, like, it's been really cool that they've brought me in, because we try to build a culture here. I'm not just trying to make a group of individuals. And that culture doesn't stop with the kids, you know. And this is the tightest the parent group has been in a long time. And I think that that's going to help the kids get to that next level, because at the end of the day, I'm just a single guy. And those parents and their support and the kids and their trust in me, like, really help us bring this vision of mine to fruition, and it's really cool to see it happening.
Man, that's good stuff. Good stuff indeed. And you know, we're gonna do a Tuesday live show this year, me and Kaz. So we'll have one, you or one of the kids on, I'm sure, at some point during the season, talk about some results or what you guys have going on. But yeah, again, thank you so much for hanging out with me.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me. This was a great experience.
Good stuff. Hey, one more shout out. Unc, appreciate you, brother. You like everything. You're one of my favorites. Appreciate you, Unc.
Unky Tommy, baby.
He's one of my favorites, man. Supports me like crazy. But Coach, thank you so much. I appreciate you. And I'll see you out there at a tournament real soon.
Take care.